A wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service Research Station in Nacogdoches is working with a Stephen F. Austin State University biotechnologist sequencing DNA in pond water to better understand the devastating effects of the invasive Chinese tallow tree overrunning native habitats in the Deep South. When the Chinese tallow tree's leaves fall into water, oxygen is depleted and the water is acidified. It makes it hard for fish to survive. U.S. Forest Service wildlife biologist Daniel Sine started this research in 2008. He says it's hard to stop Chinese tallow.
They're really, really fast growers. They grow so fast that they outcompete everything else for the light.
Sine wants to learn exactly what chemicals are produced in the water by the tree's leaves. Pond water samples were sent to a special DNA lab, and the raw data, he says, should be back next week.
What we'll have is, like a terabyte of data, which is all the sequences. The wrangling of the data is one of the more challenging parts, and not the part that I'm very good at. So that's why we have the collaboration with people that are better at doing this.
That person is SFA biotechnology professor Alexandra Martinova von Klee. Bacteria are akin to factories, she says. They specialize in certain chemicals and release other chemicals into the environment. Through this massive sequencing project, von Klee can solve the mystery of what's growing in the pond water.
Just looking at those bacteria in sequencing the samples, this is very new. I mean, literally, with this research, nobody done this before.
Von Klee says DNA sequencing might be helpful for better understanding other invasive plants like giant sylvinia. She expects to publish the findings on the Chinese tallow tree.